Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle, season number 3, episode number 27. We are the podcast that digs deep into the world of lawn care. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate Professional Lawn Maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. Today we are tackling a topic that many of us in the green industry face, but we seldom talk about it. Whether you are a professional landscaper or a dedicated homeowner, the physical and mental demands of lawn care can wear you down. So how do you keep up with the workload without burning out? Let's dive into it. It's been a busy week for us here in Newcastle, Indiana. We serviced 60 properties. We had 2 days of rain and storms. We desperately needed the rain, and I'm grateful that we got some. We answered 6 calls from our Google page. Out of the 6, we secured 4 new contracts for service. So it's been a busy week, and I know you're busy as well. And we want to talk about fatigue because it happens to all of us. First, let's understand what we mean by fatigue. It's not just about being tired. We're talking about the kind of fatigue that makes it hard to stay motivated. And if you are not a self-motivator, fatigue can stop you in your tracks. So it's more than just being tired. It's the physical drain. It's the mental drain that makes it difficult for you to get up, put your boots on, and go to work. It affects your productivity, and it can even impact your health. This can be physical due to hard labor. And let's just be honest, lawn care, lawn maintenance, landscaping, hardscaping, whatever you specialize in, it's hard work. It's physical labor. It's draining, especially when you're working in 100-degree heat index. It would be easy just to wrap it up for the day and go home and relax in the air conditioner. But we have schedules to keep. We have deadlines to meet. We have payroll to pay. And yes, we all face fatigue. We have to manage schedules, customer expectations, unexpected challenges like this past week for us, 2 days of rain. And when we have 2 days of rain, we are 40 plus yards behind. But we get caught up. So I ask you, when you are facing this type of fatigue, that's more than just being tired, how do you deal with it? What are some recognizable signs that you are fatigued? Persistent tiredness, despite getting enough sleep. Have you ever went to bed and thought that you slept well, but you wake up almost as tired as you were when you went to bed? Muscle aches, pains. I thought that was just a part of getting older. But it's a sign of your body being fatigued. We know we have schedules to keep. We know that we have deadlines to meet. But there are times that we lack motivation to get the job done. Or we have no enthusiasm for the task that you usually enjoy. I love mowing grass. I love landscaping. I love to build things with my hands, privacy fences, landscape beds, retaining walls, patios, porches. But there have been those times when, even though I love the work, I had no enthusiasm to meet the challenge of the day. And it was all I could do to put one foot in front of the other. Because I was drained. I was physically exhausted. I was mentally exhausted. I was in fatigue, and I didn't realize how serious it could be. There are times when you are fatigued, you have difficulty concentrating, difficulty making decisions, feeling overwhelmed or stressed. If any of these things resonate with you, it might be time for you to take action to overcome fatigue. So how do you overcome? How do you combat fatigue? Number one thing, when you're working out in the heat and it's hot, stay hydrated. Dehydration can cause fatigue. So when you're working, you're cutting that grass and you're making that cash, or you're building that retaining wall, laying those pavers, slinging the mulch, whatever you're doing, drink plenty of water throughout the day, especially when you're working in the sun, because dehydration can cause you to become fatigued. Number two, eat right. eat snacks that provide energy rather than a candy bar that gives you a quick sugar fix. Now, when I'm working outside in the heat, it's hard for me to eat a full meal because the heat makes me sick. So I snack through the day on some almonds, a natural energy booster. I'll get some grapes, some cantaloupe, some watermelon. Things that's going to refresh me. Not weigh me down and make me sick. So eat right. Get enough sleep. I've set a timer on my phone. It goes off at 9:30 p.m. and tells me it's time to prepare for bed. I set a sleep goal. I want to get at least 7 hours sleep every night. Because I want to get up at 5 a.m. So I need to be winding down between 9 and 9:30 so I can reach my sleep goal. It's very important. For those of you in the green industry to learn to take care of yourself, I say this from experience because I have neglected myself. I have neglected my health. I thought I was strong. I could do it. I could handle it. But it will break you down. So when you feel the symptoms of fatigue, remember to stay hydrated. Remember to eat right. And remember to get enough sleep. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to take care of you. Take breaks. This is something I used to think wasn't necessary. But now I like to take a break every now and then, get in my truck, turn on the air conditioner, close my eyes for a minute, and escape the project, escape the yard, escape the work for a minute, and just have a little me time. Take breaks. Don't push yourself to work nonstop, but allow yourself short, regular breaks. It will help you maintain your energy level, and it will help you prevent burnout. Another way to overcome fatigue is make sure you're using the proper equipment. Use the right tool for the job. Equipment can reduce the physical strain and make the task easier. The old phrase is true, work smarter, not harder. When you're fatigued, and this sounds counterintuitive, but when you are fatigued, exercise regularly. Exercise can improve your overall stamina, and it can reduce fatigue. When you are strong physically, you're able to work harder, maybe a little longer, before you become physically and mentally exhausted. Dealing with fatigue in lawn care is all about finding balance. When I was a young boy and we went to the zoo, and I would see that individual walking the tightrope, in order for him or her to walk that tight rope, they had to have balance. By taking care of your body, your mind, and using the right tools and not pushing yourself to continue to work hard, you can maintain your energy levels and you can continue to work until the task is completed. Now let's summarize. Don't be a macho man. Don't think you can handle it. Don't think there's nothing too hard for you. You can muscle your way through it. You will break down. It's inevitable. It happens to all of us. We get fatigued. We work hard. We work long hours. It's not easy doing what we do in the green industry. And if you want a long, prosperous career, learn to take care of yourself now. If you're just starting out in this industry, now is the time to learn to take care of your body and take care of your mind, so you're physically healthy and you're mentally healthy. We all face it, but few of us want to talk about it. It's okay to not be okay. Just admit it. I'm feeling fatigued. I'm mentally and physically drained. And I've got to overcome this so I can continue to work and be a blessing to my family, to my community, and I can be an impact on my business. I truly hope that you have gained some knowledge in this podcast to help you recognize and overcome fatigue. Thank you for listening. I know you have many options. And I'm amazed that there are people that listen to this weak, raspy voice that cancer left me with. But I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you lending us your ear week after week. Join us next week for another episode of the Lawn Hustle. Read our show notes. Follow the links to connect with us on social media and to visit the websites that we have posted. Thank you again. God bless you. Now, go crush this next week.